2 Samuel chapter 11. In the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to war, David sent Joab with his officers and the entire Israelite army. They defeated the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David stayed back at Jerusalem. One evening, David got off his couch and walked around on the roof of the king's palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very good-looking. David sent someone to inquire about the woman. The person reported, "Isn't she Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" So David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. Now she had been purified from her menstrual uncleanness. Then she returned home. The woman conceived and told David, "I'm pregnant." So David sent to Joab requesting, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked him how Joab and the troops were doing and how the war was going. Then David told Uriah, "Go down to your house and relax, washing your feet." After Uriah left the king's house, the king sent him a gift. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's palace with all the servants of his lord, and did not go to his home. When they told David Uriah didn't go down to his home, David asked Uriah, "Haven't you just come from a journey? Why didn't you go home?" Uriah replied to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camped in the open field. Should I go to my house, eat, drink, and sleep with my wife? As you live, I swear I will not do such a thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Stay here today, and tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah stayed in Jerusalem that night and the next. David invited him to eat and drink with him, and he got him drunk. But in the evening Uriah went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but still would not go down to his house. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. He wrote in the letter, "Set Uriah on the front lines where the battle is the fiercest, and pull back from him so that he may be struck down and killed." Joab kept watch over the city. He assigned Uriah to a place where he knew that the valiant warriors were. When the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, some of the servants of David fell there, and Uriah the Hittite also died. Then Joab sent and reported to David all the news concerning the battle. He instructed the messenger, "When you have finished telling the king all the news about the battle, if the king gets angry and says to you, 'Why did you go so close to the city to fight? Didn't you realize they would shoot from the wall? Wasn't Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal killed when a woman cast an upper millstone on him from the wall, so that he died in Thebes? Why did you go so close to the wall?' Then tell him, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead too.'" So the messenger went and told David all that Joab had told him to say. Then the messenger said to David, "The men prevailed against us and came out against us in the field, but we forced them back to the entrance of the gate. The archers shot at your servants from the wall. Some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead too." Then David said to the messenger, "Tell Joab, 'Don't let this matter bother you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Press your attack more strongly against the city and overthrow it. Encourage him with this message.' When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. After the period of mourning was over, David sent and brought her home to his palace, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.